Well, more on these protests we started the show talking about in Pakistan. Lawyers and journalists have been protesting the suspension of the Constitution and a clampdown on the media. Kamal Siddiqui is editor of reporting at the News International in Karachi, Pakistan. He's on the phone with us now from the Press Club in Karachi. Hi, Kamal.
Hi, hello.
Thanks a lot for coming on. Yesterday we talked to you, and you said the government was actually trying to shut down your printing press. Are you still up and running today?
Well, we are up and running. What happened yesterday was the government backed off after hundreds of press workers and journalists assembled at the printing press and said that they would go ahead and print anyway. We did manage to win a small battle there, but the noose is tightening on the press these days in Pakistan.
You're at the press club right now. What exactly are the fellow journalists there talking about?
Well, the journalists are talking about the fact that press freedoms are being restricted. There's a very big gray area where the government is saying a lot of things that we can do and we cannot do. And they feel that their job is being restricted. Overnight, it's being curtailed very much.
When you say things you can do and not do, what aren't they allowing journalists to do?
Well, first of all, we've got written orders that we should not write anything against the president, the office of the prime minister, and also things against the national interest. And these are very gray areas for us as to who interprets what is national interest.
So what are you doing at your paper? Are you still writing things that are, you know, could be seen as critical of President Pervez Musharraf?
Yes, we are. In fact, we are one of the only papers that's taking the lead in writing stories about what is actually happening in the country. You may recall there's a news blackout in terms of the broadcast media. Almost all the news channels on TV have been asked not to broadcast, and because of which people are hungry for information, and there are lots of rumors floating about what's happening in the country. So in such a situation, we're trying to give the most accurate picture available.
Kamal, is there any suggestion that you should report only positive news or promote what's going on?
Yes, there are. We are getting advice on that count. For example, the stock market crash yesterday. We were told to report only positive things and not go into too much detail about why it happened. And there are other instances as well where we're being encouraged to write things that are not controversial.
Well, the crux of this story seems to still be the clashes between lawyers in Pakistan and police there. What's the latest today? Are they still rounding up lawyers and arresting them and that sort of thing?
Yes, we have seen some of that happening in Karachi and other parts of the country as well today. Lawyers that were picked up yesterday, some of them have been released today. But we are more stunned by the ferocity of the attacks where policemen are going all out and beating up, mercilessly beating up lawyers and journalists whenever they get the chance.
I was reading on CNN.com this morning that they were reporting that police were being paid bonuses if they beat or, you know, sort of arrested journalists. Have you heard anything about that?
No, this is not something that has come to my knowledge, but I would feel, I mean, there may be one motivating factor. But I believe that they have been given orders to crack down hard and set an example for journalists.
Okay, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto made really big news when she returned to Pakistan recently. The question now is, what's going on with her? She's not going to meet with Musharraf? I mean, what role is she playing in all of this?
Well, Ms. Bhutto is keeping her cards very close to her chest. She has condemned the imposition of emergency, but at the same time, she has agreed that there were reasons to impose emergency, except that she commented that the medicine being prescribed by the doctor is not the correct medicine. At the same time, she has gone today to Islamabad amidst rumors that she is going to meet with people close to the government. But she has denied any such contact at this stage and has said that she's going for a political rally there.
If Benazir Bhutto said that Pervez Musharraf had a certain point in what he's doing, but he's just doing it the wrong way, does it stand to reason, though, that he is not totally wrong in this?
Well, the move that he has taken, what Ms. Bhutto is also saying, could have been taken within the Constitution. The Constitution need not have been suspended. The other point of view is that Pakistanis as a whole agree that the rise in terror attacks in our cities has been a cause of great concern for us. So action should have been taken But what we are seeing instead is that after the imposition of emergency, the only action that's being taken is against the judiciary and the media.
So we've talked about the lawyers, the Supreme Court justices, the police. What about for the average Pakistani today? Has life changed dramatically in the past week?
To be honest, no. Life has not changed dramatically because the army or the police has not trained its gun on the people right now. They're more concerned with the media and with the judiciary. And the other thing that's come into play is that we're having a cricket series that started with India, which has kept people more engrossed in what's happening in terms of the cricket field as against their daily lives. So that is an irony that we're facing. But eventually, I believe that the people will start protesting at some point when the political parties get into the act.
Is there anyone who's speculating that maybe this was timed to coincide with this cricket match? I mean, India-Pakistan, that's the biggest one there could be, right?
Well, I think political scientists will give you this theory that whenever they want to take a serious political development, it is followed by some sort of sporting event. So some people are suggesting that as well.
Here's a thing I don't exactly understand, Kamal. If all the courts are shut down, and if all the lawyers are being, at least a lot of the lawyers, I think something like 1 in 4, like 3,000 of the 12,000 lawyers in Pakistan are arrested right now. When they go to jail, what kind of trial do they face? There's no court? There's no lawyers?
Well, what's happening is that the lawyers are being held without any charge and being released. But we've seen yesterday that most of the lawyers that were held have been released today. But at the same time, they have been warned that if they continue with their protest, the next time it will not be an overnight stay in the jail, but it will be much more.
What are your plans now, Kamal? Are you going to head back to the News International and start writing another story for tomorrow?
Definitely. That's what we are supposed to do as journalists, and that is what I'm going to do, yes.
Well, Kamal, we really appreciate you coming on and filling us in on what's happening in Pakistan, and stay safe, okay?
Thank you very much.
That's Kamal Siddiqui, editor of reporting at the News International in Karachi, Pakistan.
All right, if you think this whole thing about recalling toys is overblown, Luke, just while you were talking to Kamal Siddiqui, an urgent flashed on my screen on the wires about Mattel, the world's largest toy maker, recalling 155,000 of its products made in Mexico over safety concerns. Got the holiday season coming up. Consumer Reports has devoted an entire issue to this lead issue. We're going to talk to somebody from the magazine about home testing and what you can do to try to make your little Zach or Caitlin safe.
Well, and plus a researcher is putting forth a new theory, an idea about why maybe crime rates have dropped so much since the 1990s, and he actually relates it back to the rise in unleaded gasoline, or maybe more to the point, the reduction in leaded gasoline.
Hmm.
Could unleaded gasoline be the thing actually responsible for this? We're going to find out what data he has and a little more about that coming up on the BPP from NPR News.
We're back in 60 seconds with the ramble, too.